tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are pleased that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 11th of January, 31 degrees on our way to 55. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lisa Keith, David Trailer Zoo Director. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
How's it going today?
Oh, it's a beautiful morning and I think love is in the air.
I do believe you are correct. So, speaking of that, it sounds like you've got a major fundraiser coming up here. Two of them, actually.
We have a couple coming up, but this one is all about love. So we love the animals at the zoo, and we thought, why not share a little unique love with everyone on Valentine's Day this year?
Well, how might we go about this, Lisa?
Well, all people have to do, they have three different packages you can choose from, and all they have to do is call our office at 620-341-4365, and we can get those set up for you. But your packages, the first one is Wild About Your Valentine. It's $50, and you get to choose a red fox or a ringtail lemur, and you're going to get a custom 5x7 painted canvas that the animals did. So it's you know, they're pretty artistic.
They are.
So they'll get a 5x7 canvas, also an 8x10 photo of the animal, a plush stuffed animal, and then a personalized card.
A personalized card?
Cool deal.
Yep.
Well, what exactly will that entail?
Well, the card is, it's a picture of the animal, and then it's got a cute little saying. We won't give away the little sayings, but they're all pretty cute.
And then one of those things that you find on the candy hearts that we used to get as kids?
Sure, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and then the second package is just, it's just love in the wild, and it's a $30 package. You don't get the custom canvas painting, but you do get the photo of the animal, the plush stuffed animal, and the Valentine's Day card. The third package is super unique.
Ooh, okay, let's hear about it.
Well, we have hissing cockroaches at the zoo.
You have what?
And we have hissing cockroaches at the zoo. We have 299 of them, actually.
Oh, okay.
Where are those been?
Oh, well, we have a whole tank at the Mission Madagascar exhibit, and then we also have a tank that we use for our ambassador animals. So between the two, we have 299 of them. So we're going to allow people to name a cockroach after their loved one, or maybe someone who's not so loved. But it's supposed to be fun. It's all about supporting the zoo and our conservation efforts. So it's just a fun little Valentine's Day fundraiser that we thought we'd throw together, and we hope people will join us in the fun.
You know, I've often said that nothing says love like a hissing cockroach. You know, really.
Well, you know, roses and chocolates come and go, but cockroach kind of lasts an eternity.
They really will.
Very true.
And they'll last through anything.
How'd you come up with the idea, Lisa, or the, I guess, the sets of ideas that are now in front of the community?
Well, you know, other zoos do unique things too, and we were kind of given the idea by another zoo from another state, and I thought, you know, that's super cute. Theirs is a little different, but we want everyone to have the opportunity to name a cockroach, whether that it's an ex or whether it's not. So, we hope everyone will kind of make it fun. And, of course, you get a certificate with that and a Valentine's Day card, so you can kind of personalize it the way you want that to go to your loved one or your ex or your somebody who maybe just put a thorn on your side. So.
Well, yeah, you're covering all bases here. Whether you're loved or you've been scorned, we've got you covered here.
Absolutely.
So how can we be a part of this? How do we get this done?
Well, if you just call our office at 341-4365, we can get you set up. You can pick them up here at the office. The last day to get yours is February the 9th. We do have animal artists, so they do need a little bit of time. But February 9th is the last date that we'll take reservations for those. So.
Okay, sounds good.
Give our office a call.
Okay, good deal. I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to shift off just a little bit, because there's two things that come to mind, one of which happens to be another major fundraiser, you know, recently announced about the Friends of the Zoo upcoming auction.
Yes, March the 3rd. I hope everybody gets that on their calendar. It's going to be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds again this year in the Anderson Building. Begins at 6 p.m., we have a wonderful MC. His name's Ron Thomas. He'll be there, and we always have an awesome auctioneer that helps us out too. And then it's just going to be a fun night. Silent auction, live auction, great food. Fun time.
Are tickets available now, Lisa?
They are. We actually just got our tickets, so you can either reach out to our office or one of our board members. The tickets are $30 a piece, or you can get a table for eight for $240.
Don't delay on that, because it fills up fast. It does.
It does. It does. So we usually have around 500 that event. So
it is a fun night, all to raise money for the David Traylor Zoo. So get your tickets and get your tickets today. Well, Lisa, I was out at our transmitter just a couple of days ago, and it looks like, you know, the construction activity out at the Zoo Education Center is moving forward.
It is. It's quite busy. So we've had Evergy down there, all the plumbers. It's been super busy. So hopefully, if the weather holds, hopefully the weather will stay warm. They're going to pour the slab, hopefully, in the next week. So
it looks like, you're close. So.
Yeah. So
how big is that for you here, Lisa, to be at this point? You know, certainly the weather's cooperating, but, you know, that could change in the drop of a hat. But how important is it for you to get to this step here as the overall construction process continues for the ZEC and then also for the larger scale Oasis campaign?
You know, this has just been a dream come true. And I think not just for me, but for a lot of people. This is going to be a huge game changer for the zoo, for our education programs, for our conservation programs. The Oasis campaign has been, what a blessing. That's what I can say. It's just really done some great things for the zoo, and I can't wait to see the finished product of the Zoo Education Center.
Yeah, moving forward at a very rapid rate, it looks like, down at the David Traylor Zoo. So how are things holding up in your temporary location, Lisa?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We're having our EFAS annual meeting tonight. It's open to our members, so that's tonight at 5:30. So if you're bored and want something to do, come on down.
All right, so get your Valentine's package. Show your loved one that you're wild about them.
Nice.
Or you could get a cockroach, a hissing cockroach named after your Valentine or ex.
Or un-Valentine.
341-4365. Well, do you have something to leave us with, Lisa?
I do.
Okay.
Why did the skeleton break up with her boyfriend before Valentine's Day?
Ooh, I don't know.
Her heart wasn't in it.
Oh. Okay.
Have a great day, guys.
Just a second here. Hold on.
I can't escape this yet.
Hold on. Okay. I got one. What's the best recipe for a perfect morning on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
A hug and a quiche.
Ah, cute.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Lisa Keith, director of the David Traylor Zoo. Yeah, get your Valentine's fundraiser package. cute little fundraiser here for the David Trailer Zoo, Chuck.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, we do have Fridays open this week, and we're starting to fill next week's schedule. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Newsmaker segment tomorrow at 7:20. Brian Shintaku joins us. There's a volunteer need to move the Salvation Army food pantry from its current location upstairs in the Salvation Army. So we'll talk about
that.
I think a lot of folks are, too. That'll be our focal point coming up tomorrow, 7:20, here on KVUE.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 728, 31 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For that quick check of your money market balance on